Thank you for calling HBO. My name is Cardin Shaham Rayasisha today.
Hi, it's JC. JC Installations. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. What was your name again?
Carnesha.
Carnesha? Boy, I think you don't want to pick this call up. Here, I'll give you the ticket number. Ready?
I'm ready for it.
Okay, 077. F is in Frank. 32. D is in dog. 8.
Customer's name?
Alan Lambert.
Okay, and what's going on with this order?
It's a wall oven, Home Depot, and it's there at the house. So we did our measurements. He doesn't agree with our measurements. He's done his measurements and doesn't agree with our measurements. So what the deal is, the wall oven looks to be bigger than the hole. So he's got an under-the-counter wall oven. I have to side on the side of saying it doesn't fit because that wall oven he's got in there now has been shoved in the hole. So it's 28 and a quarter tall. So the top of the neck hits the counter, and it's been shoved into the hole where it's causing the wall oven damage. There's no room between. You could stick a piece of razor blade between the counter and the wall oven. So when you have something like that, I have to side on the side of saying I don't think it's going to fit. But it may just fit, but it's going to cause damage to the wall. The guy's so particular that if you tell him something wrong, he wants everybody to pay for it. So that's, you know, whatever wants to be done, that's the type of guy he is, and he's not happy. He's on the phone with Home Depot, and I can't exactly tell him it'll fit because the one he's got in there is falling apart. I can't take it completely apart because he doesn't want to be without a wall oven. I wasn't there to install a wall oven. I was there to do a measurement.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm going to notate everything. Did you see it? Okay.
Sure. Huh? I wouldn't doubt that. Whirlpool's got their hands in it.
Whirlpool, I'm like, what the fuck? 1960 Harvick stove.
The guy was rude. Falling apart like that. Then he'll say he broke his wall up.
Okay, give me just a moment. Let me try to reach out to a customer, okay?
All right, good luck.